K-Rock 105.7, today's best rock and killer classics and brand new stuff fresh off the assembly line from Strippers Union Level 518. There's Bulletproof White Limo. And, of course, that band in town for a private show tonight. Just a prelude for the next time they skip through to do the full citywide deal down at the Grizz tonight. Hopefully you made your way in. And live in the studio, of course, Rob Baker, a.k.a. one of those guys from the Tragically Hip, and also Craig Northey, a.k.a. one of those guys from the Odds Guys. Welcome to the K-Rock Studios.
Good to be here, G.
Thank you.
Now, first thing first, actually, I wanted to read you this. This is a review from the Winnipeg Sun, and I love reading these things because, you know, reviewers are usually boneheads.
Wrong.
Yeah. They're usually wrong. Is there such a thing as a can rock supergroup? If so, Strippers Union is it. Not to be confused with Hip Hopper Sweatshop Union, the outfit stars Tragically Hip guitarist Rob Bacon, former Odds frontman Craig Northey. Well worth a listen, the new album. And you know what? I've been talking to a lot of people. I'm not hearing any bad things. Congratulations, guys. I know this is a side project, but this is really, really solid stuff.
Yeah, thanks. We're really proud of the record.
Yeah, you have to be. Now, tell me, Craig, maybe you can tell me, how did this come together? How did you guys decide to sit down and write some music and create a new band?
Well, we've been friends for years. Guys in the Odds and the Hip, they invited us out to play a show in Seattle at one point some decade and a half ago. Then we did a bunch of tours, and we've all been friends, and so it sort of is logical that sooner or later we'd get down to actually doing something. Stephen Drake worked on a couple of Hip records as a mixer, and one of Gord's records.
Yeah.
And so it was my turn, I suppose. I got the call up from the AHL.
Yeah. Now, it is a relatively incestuous business, but usually they don't work out, you know, and I was looking at some of the credits on the album, Robbie. Now, there are some guys in the Hip, like Paul and Johnny, who have lent their talents, and I know there's some guys from some of the projects you work with. Now, what was it like? Was it just kind of a bunch of guys in the room having a good time and really just getting back to the roots of what you guys really started this business for in the first place?
Yeah, that's very much what it was when Craig and I had assembled the songs. We had about 13 tunes that we wanted to do.
Yeah.
We sat down, had a little conversation about who we could get to play on these tracks, and it was just, you know, who are the funniest people we know?
Yeah.
Who are we going to have the best time with? And it was pretty easy. So.
Yeah. Now, both of you coming from other projects, of course, that have had great success here in Canada. Is it a kind of a breath of fresh air, Craig, to get back to that let's just have a good time kind of thing?
I kind of never left that, in a way. As soon as it wasn't, I tend to just take off and do something else.
Yeah.
So, no, I like to bring that to each thing.
Yeah.
I find that there are making records is hard.
Yeah.
You know, it's never easy. Some can be really, can tear your guts out. And this one didn't. It actually did injure one of us from laughing so hard he needed to be hospitalized. But that was about it.
I heard about that. Yeah. Now, let's talk about the record itself. I mean, 13 tracks, Strippers Union Local 518. Where'd the handle come from? The name of this band. You know, a few people want to know that.
Yeah, Craig and I've had this conversation with many musicians over the years, just that musicians starting out in the business playing the bars.
Yeah.
Often you're playing the same bars as the urban folk dancers. So, and you cross paths in the hall.
Sure.
And how's the audience tonight? Oh, they're a little cold tonight. But,
yeah.
You know, there are just so many things in common. And Craig and I had the same conversation. He said, it's funny, you know, that you mentioned this because I heard this CBC interview and a woman was trying to start a union for urban folk dancers, and he said, if you substitute the word song for dance and musician for stripper, it's exactly the same, all the same working conditions.
Yeah. You know?
And as the album is largely an album about musicians and working conditions for musicians, it just seemed appropriate to us.
Yeah. Now, you know, that's an interesting question because, I mean, obviously, you know, Robbie, with the Tragically Hip and Odds of It, incredible success, and a lot of the projects you've been involved in, Craig, does the novelty wear off? And you know, just like any other gig, you know, at the end of the day, does it become a job? Does the frustrating parts of life and what you're doing, does it, you know, does becoming a rock star matter after a few years, Robbie?
Yes. You know? When are the limos not big enough? Yeah, there's too much rainbow color on my deli tray.
Yeah.
You know, you can get tired of that stuff. If you're living on the road, you can get pretty sick of hotels. And
yeah.
The backstage can always look the same. These seem like pretty trivial things to complain about when you get to play music for a living, to tour around, see the world, make music with your friends. Mm-hmm. You really don't have a whole lot that you can complain about.
Yeah.
No, I totally agree. And I think there's a point where for a few milliseconds you actually do complain, and then somebody slaps you in the face.
Yeah.
You go, oh, yeah, I could be doing something else that I really don't want to do.
Yeah.
And, so from then moment on, you enjoy every note. Enjoy
Absolutely.
Every sandwich.
That's good. Yeah. Every deli tray in that big backstage dressing room with the double showerhead shower. Now, listen, we're going to get a live track from you. I want to talk a couple more things. Why don't we listen to a live track from you guys right now in the studio, and then we'll come back with a couple more questions and then play another track off the record. Strippers Union Local 518 in the studio. We got Rob Baker, of course, his other project, a little band called The Tragically Hip, Craig Northey. They're a little project called The Odds. They've got the new band together, and this is a great record, self-titled album called Strippers Union Local 518. And we're going to hear the acoustic version of Give Up and Go Away live on Kingston's K-Rock 105.7.